Good morning. You rocking with Non-Dime E-Money. I shout out my city, Lawnburg. I'm with BJ the Best on Cab 229 Radio. And you already know how I'm coming. I got the key to my city.
Away from putting logos on this shit, because they knew that what we wanted back in the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
You couldn't hardly find no shit with no Gucci print on it.
No Gucci. No Gucci. No Gucci. No Gucci. No Gucci. Fuck Gucci, I ain't wearing no Gucci. Money long enough to call me Uzi. Bunch of niggas now they calling me too. Catch up, now they calling me Gucci. Check the kit, man, the kid Luke Kane. Getting money, they spend you to change. Black man, yeah, they wanna see a hang. In the hood, they don't wanna see a change. Fuck Gucci, ain't wearing no Gucci. Money longer, now they calling me ooh. Bunch of niggas now they calling me too. Catch up, now they calling me Gucci. Check the kit, man, the kid Luke Kane. Getting money, they spend you to change. Black man, yeah, they wanna see a hang. In the hood, they don't wanna see a change. Can't jump, boy, got my judge. Cops killing kids, calling them thugs. Black man, the world show no love. Wanna see your daddy in cuffs. Wanna see you shooting at your brother. Wanna see our black women suffer. Wanna see us rotting in the gutter. Put us on an island like Shutter. I'm just trying to keep it all real. Only love you when you're playing on the field. Let her kinda see you on the court. But quit the prosecute you in court. Black man, keep your head up, boy. This world won't let up, boy. My man ain't raised no dumb, ain't spend no money with these race ass company. Kids they ain't women, so I always got company. Nigga, I'm just working for the money. White fool, let it crack that wheel. Black fool, let it whip that wheel. Saying nigga, that'll get you killed. Respect, that'll get you will. Nigga, better stay tight-lipped. Tell Drip, need more uplift. Fuck Gucci, I ain't wearing no Gucci. Money longer, now they calling me Uzi. Bunch of nigga, now they calling me too. Catch up, now they calling me Gucci. Check the kit, man, the kid Luke Kane. Getting money, they spend you to change. Black man, yeah, they wanna see a hang. In the hood, they don't wanna see a change. Fuck Gucci, I ain't wearing no Gucci. Money longer, now they calling me ooh. Bunch of nigga, now they calling me too. Catch up, now they calling me Gucci. Check the kit, man, the kid Luke Kane. Getting money, they spend you to change. Black man, yeah, they wanna see a hang. In the hood, they don't wanna see a change. Mr. White man, I just wanna ball. Tell Trump I said fuck that wall. Tell me he'll figure fuck you too. And keep some middle fingers up for Chris Paul. I'ma pass that assist Chris Paul. Wanna beat the case, better call Saul. Why the people gotta treat us like dogs? Get slaughtered in the streets like hoes. Till we bite back like Jaws.
Look, now we in the wrong. Plus like three in the morning. I just wanna be left alone. Post up nigga, that's come along. Booby trap nigga, that's home alone. Lone wolf boy, I ride along. Lone wolf boy, I ride along.
Fuck Gucci, I ain't wearing no Gucci. Money longer, now they calling me Uzi. Bunch of niggas, now they calling me too. Catch up, now they calling me Gucci. Check the kid, man, the kid Luke Kane. Get money, they spend you the chain. Black man, yeah, they wanna see you hang. In the hood, they don't wanna see you chain,
Braces. In your child's future, save money. Call me. Save money on healthcare. Ask me how. Got teeth, wear glasses. Ask me, save money on these services. Save on most brands, name, and most genetic prescription drugs. Call me for information. Back 8, fill initial consultation. Save money on treatment. Ask me how. Save on dental, instant saving, no age limit, no paperwork, no wait, call for information. Man, we can get you all the discounts you need. Link is in the bio. If you want to start a business as well, link is in the bio. Have a great day.
Road. make sure you tell your husband that you look for every moment so you can concentrate on this problem.
Can you cut?
Not knowing this place and take out persons to end slavery. No. What happened is these African persons, there were wars going on in Africa, tribe fighting against tribe and all of that. Okay. What the, and I will say this, the white men, they're very smart. You have to give them that, you know.
Yeah, because they use division. If it's division going on there, mm-hmm. One thing I know as an American child is that division is how the white men thrive.
Trust me, they're very smart. So they know that wars are going in that's happening in Africa. So what they do is that they go down there. And all of the prisoners of war, those are the first person they take and say to them, listen, instead of you having them, keeping them, housing them, feeding them, that's what we will do. We will take them from you. We will take them from you. We will punish them for you. We will house them for you. We will feed them for you. And guess what we are going to give to you? We're going to give you guns.
And that's definitely another way of America is using they gun politics in order for them to
correct
both sides.
Because I do not like America's international policies. Because at the end of the day, we need a world police.
Okay.
But you cannot be hypocritical. And you cannot be a bully. And I think America is very hypocritical. And they're a bully.
With the power of black people. The power of us not having nowhere to go is what gives them the power. Like, that's the key to this whole thing is. Because everybody look at us like, we, you know what I'm saying, our struggle not as bad as it. But we have nowhere to go. You understand that? Like, we the offering kid that everybody let get ran the hell off, you know what I'm saying? And that's where the problem lies in, you know what I'm saying? The problem lies like, yo, these folks can't gain power because, what?
Bro, the only thing I can say is life is all about perseverance.
Hey, do me a favor, real quick. Put your GPS on, just to guide us the rest of the way. Yeah, I know it way, but just put it on real quick for me. You can hardly hear it real quick. So stay on track.
Where are we? In Raleigh?
Yeah, we're in Raleigh. We like on the leg of Raleigh, like come in. Like right now. But just speaking as an American child,
mm-hmm.
And then me, we're like, I have a weird bloodline,
mm-hmm.
Meaning I'm a Southern kid with an up north daddy with an island of grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So this is three cultures in one. So when I listen to my music, I'm listening to Southern music. I listen to the struggles of Southern music, blues and all that stuff. And I'm listening to Upload music. Then I'm also listening to the island music, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them are three different struggles, right? So you collect the information, like, okay, cool. All right, we get us here. All right, bet. Africa never came back and got us.
Correct.
Or went to war, whatever. You learn the white man way.
Correct.
You learn these skills. So it makes us a threat because when we go back to the other culture, they think we're too aggressive. They think we, we just don't have no regard. Whatever the case, but we learned this white man way about being aggressive, taking what you need to take. Don't give a damn what the case. The problem is how they get us is that we have no connection back to nobody else.
But brother, I'm saying this to you. You see one thing with Africa and Africans in general, they're extremely corrupt. If you realize what's going on in Africa for the past, from before I was born, from before you were born, they kill each other for power. That's how they are.
But I ain't think of no guns though. I haven't met a corrupt, I'm not saying I haven't met a corrupt African, but I ain't never met a gangster African that's over there. Like, I know what that look like over here,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what it look like over there, why, things, a lot of politics, what it is. But I definitely know other black people saw other black people. But we still got it going on to today.
Mm-hmm.
They put, how they do us is they put, by us liking fame and things of that nature, instead of, they just take the black person that they want to control and put them on TV. And then that control us as a mass. To now, I don't think it's going to work no more because the fact that we look at their game on a mass level.
Oh.
Before, it was hard. You couldn't just go to anybody and get this conversation out. Now, we done seen when it comes, now our eyes are way more open than as a massive than it was when I was younger. When I was younger, hell no. That they had to take a special person and you run into them. It took a special person in there, plus they had to be coming, they had to come into your life to open up your mind. Now, all of it was all together at one time, like, okay, we see the president doing this bullshit. Okay, they put us in COVID. I got time to study more information. Oh, they is running this game on this politics. Okay, Ooh, word. All right, what do we need to do? We had Black Wall Street. They done came, we done noticed that, certain stories we didn't even know.
Correct.
So right now, we are close by the first Black Wall Street right now. The first one to do this thing before it was Atlanta, before it was such thing as Black Wall Street anywhere across America's ground. But we understood, we never knew that that was the key place. The only place they ever told us about was Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oklahoma was the first time that Americans bombed on American soil.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That was Timothy McVeigh.
You see what I'm saying? But yet they never told the story, period, of how it got started. Why? They don't want to start off a revolution.
Bro, when it comes on to politics and American politics and other countries' politics, only reason why I'm here, my friend, is to make my life better, my wife's life better, my child life better, make money and go back home. You understand? I am fortunate enough to have two businesses back home, as I own a car rental and I have a big farm. I'm fortunate enough, I'm still young, I don't reach even 40 yet.
Right.
So the monies that I earn here is a bump in my business. So I'm willing to do 10 years in America and go back home.
Right. And see, that's what we don't have. We don't have the way to pump. Like, the money that we make here, if we was able to have a connection back to anyone in the country. Because the little bit of money that we have can be so much powerful for the money that y'all got. That's the part. If we had a game plan, right, like you say, this, we knew that we could make some money in another country, right? The little bit of money that we do have, that we think we have, because our money is a lot more in other countries.
Correct.
But it's little to us.
Correct.
Because we don't have nowhere else to control, to be able to this quarter. Yeah.
But you, the Jamaican roots, have visited Jamaica before, have an idea of how Jamaica works to a smaller extent.
Right.
The difference is my dad is a big cop back home.
Who did I say? How long got?
We have 11 minutes.
Okay, cool. We're on the right direction, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Go ahead. Daddy.
Yeah, so my dad is a big cop back home. He's a superintendent of police.
Okay.
And I'm an only child for him. So when it comes on to certain connections, I have it. And I am fortunate enough also to have people around me who support me, listen to me and stuff like that. But my wife also is an inspiration because she's a nurse. She comes from the slums of Jamaica. Because your slums, what you call slums here,
right,
is a joke. Not until you visit Jamaica and see slums, then you will probably have a different appreciation.
We will never be able to have the same appreciation because we are a part of the richest country.
Correct.
So it's the same way. It's like, we're supposed to be billionaires in this country, but we are not. We will, you know what I'm saying? We're, you know what I'm saying? The same way. It's like, we'll never understand it because our poverty weighs the same amount. You know what I'm saying? In a world that you could be a billionaire, we ain't seeing a billionaire.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So it's like, it's robbery in a sense of like being in the richest country. You know what I'm saying? Like,
correct.
Being in the richest country and yeah.
Oh, there's so much opportunities in America, you know?
In your opinion. But in America, we've been brainwashed to not see the opportunity. See, brainwashing is real. You see what I'm saying?
No, but you see, it's how, you see, a lot of person, I'm going to say this to you.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of friends in America.
Right.
I was in, I have no friends,
right,
to be honest. You see, the day when you drop me off at my home,
yes, sir,
I don't speak to anyone except my wife. I don't speak to my neighbors. I don't know them. That's me.
Right.
I stay in my house. But when I look around, just by observing, you see, when you come from a society that offers very little, and it's a dog-eat-dog society, Jamaica, you see, whatever opportunity you see here, you're going to pay attention to. Now, I will talk to persons like I went to a car wash one day, and there were three guys there having a conversation, and they were talking of how America is tough, and they're in the gutters or they're in the trenches. And they noticed that I was extremely quiet because you're not talking to me, so I'm not going to get involved in your conversation. But then one of them asked me where I'm from. I told him I'm from Jamaica. You know, we started a conversation, and I said, bro, you said that you're living in the trenches and there's no opportunity here. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever sent out a resume? Have you ever sent out a CV? You didn't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
That goes, you get what I'm saying now?
No, you're in the trenches, bro.
Right.
There's no opportunity.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you have never even tried.
That's what I'm saying. As the bloodline, all three. Y'all see the opportunity because you come from very little, but in the richest nation, it's the same way. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, they play the tricks of the train of the perspective of what information get put into our society. That's
correct.
Why we got all this. See, everything that y'all said is you know, that we take for granted. It's what they use to cripple us. So they say food stamp, that cripple us. Why? Is it, I ain't going to work.
Correct.
But housing, why? Kick the daddy out of the house so the child don't got no father.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
So even that I don't agree with, because your whole idea of child support is getting the father to assist financially. That's the whole point of it.
Right.
But in the same breath, if he doesn't do it, you you lock him up?
Right.
Now, why would you lock up somebody if your main aim is to get him to pay? When you lock him up, he still cannot pay. So what's the point?
Because they're trying to put us in the box so they can get free labor.
Well,
see, for American politics, it is the dumber we are, because we don't have people that try to bust to crack this code, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever notice, America always try to keep its poverty people dumb. Not that we don't have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they don't give us the opportunity in the sense of like, so we go to 12 years of school and not learn what our credit's about. But yet you got credit as a child.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying?
But when I just came here, I didn't understand what's credit. And I'm going to give you an example. Remember, we don't use credit back home. Jamaica is a cash society.
Okay.
Cash is king. So when I came to America, I opened an account at Bank of America.
Okay.
And I was doing a little bit of reading regarding credit, because remember, it's new to me. I don't know nothing about credit.
Right.
So I went back down to the bank on Cross Street, and I sat with somebody and I asked him if I could get a credit card, because no, I want to start, you know, building credit.
Yeah.
They said to me that I cannot get a credit card. I said, why? She said, because I have no credit history. But I said, well, that's obvious. I'm not even here for 2-3 days yet. I'm new to the country, obviously. I won't have any credit whatsoever. I won't be even in your database. Alright?
Yeah.
So I was there, we were talking back and forth, and I sat to myself, and my wife was there. And are you heard that?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so my wife was there. And I'm saying to her, but at the end of the day, I just deposited so much money in this bank. I am asking you for a credit card for even $500. I deposited over $30,000 in your bank. And you're telling me that I cannot get a credit card for $500 just to build my credit? So I said, okay, guess what? How do I close my account? Because you see, me and my brother, I'm a very serious person, you know.
Okay.
And they were like, she was shocked when I asked her how to close my account. Because she think I was joking. And I said, okay, tell me, how do I close my account? Because if you cannot trust me with $500, I cannot trust you with my money.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, they call a manager. I don't know where he appeared from, but he appeared. And you know how much a credit card I got? $5,300.
Using the lane to turn right on Aviation Parkway.
Because they realize that, listen, I'm no fool. Mm. And I'm not going to come and try to change the system, because that's not my job.
Right.
America's system is American system. I'm a Jamaican, I respect your system. I'm in your house. That's fine, I'll play by your rules.
Right.
But in the same breath,
I ain't let you jump.
You're not going to take me for an idiot. It's not happening. So I got my credit card. A year after, they offered me another credit card for $25,000, which
right.
I take. Now my credit score is like 740 something.
Right.
And I'm here like a year and 3 months.
Right.
And every single month I get offers for more credit cards. I have like 3 credit cards. So I am going to play this system. It's here to be played.
You gotta play it.
Of course.
You see, that's where they rob us out is information. Like,
wait, bro, you want the money now?
Yeah, because I'm going to get some gas and get us on down. It's a party today, sir.
Okay, it's 206, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you want me to pay you back for the black and mine?
I used to cry every night. I used to lay with her by my side. Yeah, I used to cry every night. Guess what? Yeah, and this bitch right here by my side. Yeah, I used to cry every night. I used to lay with her by my side. Yeah, I used to cry every night. Guess what? Yeah, and this bitch right here by my side. Yeah.
One time, take me out, I'm going ham. It's the Toucan Sam, man, with the dirty sand. Yeah, I'm running it up. Yeah, because I cry so many nights. Yeah, run it up. Damn, y'all know I'm going ham. Damn, I done cried a lot of damn times. Looking with these hoes, yeah, this shit got me all fucked up inside. But guess what? You gotta cry, you gotta learn, you gotta.
I used to cry every night.
Lot of nights, bitch.
I used to lay with her by my side. Yeah. I used to cry every night. Guess what?
Yeah.
And it's been right here by my side.
Yeah. I be crying every night. Got a nigga tweaking like a nigga on Spice. Nigga wanna try to play me, beat that bitch up like a mic. Me and 2 times rob a nigga like a pipe. Nigga got a problem, nigga. You know we gonna solve it. Saw that little nigga like mathematics in the morning. I don't give a fuck, bitch, I steady fucking going. Hey, tell that play I shit on radio, so bitch, we going.
I used to cry every night. I used to lay with her by my side. Yeah, I used to cry every night. Guess what? Yeah, and this bitch right here by my side. Yeah, I used to cry every night. I used to lay with her by my side. Yeah, I used to cry every night. Guess what? Yeah, and this bitch right here by my side. Yeah.